Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Mark your calendar. January 30th, we start a 24-hour comedy marathon.
This is so insane. I'm in my closet right now, and we do hour-long shows. This is going to be the first 24-hour. I mean, you kind of hope it's the last from the closet, but 24 hours in my closet. Oh my God, please mark your calendars because I really want you to be there. January 30th.
And yeah, I can't, normally we do these 24-hour marathons in person, obviously. You can walk around for a second. You can take the headphones off and massage your ears for a minute and still obviously, you know, get the vibe of what's going on in the room.
You can hear what's going on in the room. I was thinking, you know, usually we can go to the bathroom and you lose people as soon as they take off their headphones here. So we have to be more present. No one's there to pass us some water, really. You know, I don't know if you want to have like Kyle in your house to sort of help you out. It's a tough one, but it's really, really, really exciting because we get to have people on from the West Coast, maybe Australia, you know, all these different time zones are now able to be booked. So I'm very excited to see like all the different people we can get on this show. It's going to be at least 50 guests, January 30th. It's going to be live. Be there.
Does Amazon sell piss buckets? Let me just make a little note for myself. Big thanks to everybody who helped make this happen, by the way.
Shout out to catheters.
Right. Our Kickstarter is funded, but it's the final day. Nay, it's the final hours
right
to be
now.
Part of it. Yeah, right now is the final hours. It's the final hours to be able to give at any level and get a free week of OMAC Club. It's the final day to be able to unlock the next group reward of a free month of Keith and the Girl VIP. So to join in, go to keithandthegirl.com/kick, K-I-C-K. And congrats, you waited last minute. Yay! This is your last chance to grab all the rewards you want. keithandthegirl.com/kick.
You know, I know about this procrastination thing. It's so funny because we sell tickets and we're like, why do people wait till the last minute? And then I notice when I buy tickets to places, I buy it more towards the last minute. So I'm trying to make an effort to not do that because I know what it's like on the other side. So congratulations. Don't let that, you know, voice that I let rise up like, oh, you're a piece of shit. You waited until the last minute. You always procrastinate. No, 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 no. You're doing it now. And that's the voice that counts. So shut up, mom.
Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thanks for everybody that shares the show. Thank you to our Kickstarter heroes. We can't wait to bring you new episodes, new events, a new book, the Dad Emails book, a marathon, OMAT, and so much more in the new year. It's going to be very, very exciting. This is the last show of the year, last regular Keith and the Girl episode. Happy Hanukkah to everybody. Chemda, happy Hanukkah.
Do you know how I knew it was Hanukkah? My mother texted me one of those like pictures that you get from your phone, you know, and it's a cake and it says Happy Hanukkah in Hebrew. And she just texted that picture.
Okay. Do you write back?
No.
I'd give it a thumbs up.
But that invites things.
No, that's the end.
I'm not doing the mom emails the book next year.
All right. It's up to you.
Although I do wish that she could be on the show. I kind of feel like the only way I want to talk to my parents is to record a Keith and the Girl show with them. How fun would that be?
Well, of course. There's just things that can't be done. Yeah. Sure, of course. I like all my bosses on a call at once. Yeah. But they know better. You know, how many of you are going out for the holidays, especially now that there's a vaccine and you don't understand rules, right? Everybody's going to get on a plane now that there's a vaccine. Oh, if I get it, I'll take the vaccine. I think that's how people are thinking. I mean, you had your chance during Thanksgiving and you blew it. And so, you know, I mean, whatever's going on.
We need to make it sound fun to meet your family on a Zoom meeting, you know, like Zoom it out with me or like what's like a phrase that we can get together where it's like, you know, high five became a thing before the internet existed and it was throughout the world. People were asking you to high five even now, right? How do we get talking to your parents through the internet to be the new high five?
All you ever wanted was in the middle of a conversation, you can go goodbye, beep, and you're gone. Now you can, and you're not taking advantage of it.
I love that you think everyone has the same experience we had with our parents. Aren't you tired of your parents? Some people really want to see their parents. They really love them. I know it's a hard concept, but it's true. And by the way, congrats to the parents whose kids genuinely want to go see them and are like, I don't care if I get coronavirus. Seriously, share what you did right. Happy.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I say it. So, and these people that love their parents are getting on airplanes and killing them. See what you did right. You know, in New York City.
Boy, we really are seeing the glass differently.
This guy had two guns. He's outside a church, St. John the Divine, over here. And he just wanted people to kill him. He didn't kill anybody.
That's what it sounded like, because he was shooting in the air. It's suicide by cop, right?
Right. And they did kill him. They got both his guns, and the backpack he had was a full canister of gasoline, knives, duct tape, rope, and a Bible inside his backpack.
Why do you got to be weird about it?
Right.
Like, this is the last thing people are going to talk about. Like, I don't know, do a commercial for M&M's. Not M&M's. M&M's has enough stuff. But, you know, like, the last thing in your backpack will be an artifact of this story.
Right. Maybe if he gets shot in the leg, he's like, well, maybe I'll get out of it by having a Bible. You know, maybe the sentence will be lowered.
Well, Xerxes was saying, did he do it on the steps? Because he might believe that because he's in a church, there's some kind of whatever church thing, you know, you'll be forgiven.
Right. Anyway, here's my point. He wore a mask.
Wow.
He's not a piece of shit. He just wanted dead. That's all. He didn't want to die on a ventilator. He wanted to go with bullets, but he still wanted to respect people.
I am so sorry that I misunderstood the lesson there.
Take a cue. This guy knows. I'm just living in her closet. She's going mental.
What?
Huh? I said, hey, Xerxes, what have you guys been up to lately? You know, maybe we'll talk about it on the show. So he made a list. Ready? We've been adding onion to our steak pan when we cook. Well, that's exciting. There was the time the doorbell rang and it was Con Ed to read the meter. That was exciting. I took a shower yesterday. A lot of, you know, behave. Getting on an airplane because you might not get what? Your gift?
Oh, you know, there's so much to fight about too. You know, if like you're losing your patience, we go out for bike rides. That's our outings, right? And really, if you think about it, there's two directions you can go in. So at this point, it's been months and months of where do you want to go? You only have a certain radius. So it's like, where do you want to go? And he goes, yes. Just, okay, so do you want to go left or right? And he's like, sure.
How about straight into the fucking building? Right.
Just like, well, if we, what food do you want? And he's like, we had the food. I think we got to every pizza place in a fucking 10-mile radius of us.
During this little break, we'll be working on the CatGo Awards. Every year, we put together your favorite moments of the show. Saddest moments. What made you cry? What made you laugh your balls off? What made you cringe the most? All these things. And you can nominate. That's where these come from. On the forums or on Reddit. Or on social media, you'll see everything right there. Just mention the segment, add the show number, and the approximate time that the segment happened, and we'll take a look at it. For example, I'm looking at some things that were nominated this year, and I can't believe how long a year is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's like the math that we're doing is, was that this year or was that last year? When was that? You know how like we have a dictionary word of the year? When was that is the dictionary phrase of this year, the question of the year. When was that?
Also, you can go to keithandthegirl.com/awards and you'll see every year the nominees and when we called them to say that they won. It's all put together nicely. I think you'll like it. That's for when you're at your parents' house giving them COVID and you realize, oh my God, it's already day half and I'm sick of talking to them.
Keith put together that page. It's really actually great for those who just started listening, like even 100 episodes ago. And we do some referencing of the last 15, 16 years. That's a good way to catch up on all the stories.
I'm looking at some nominations now. Best Impression. The Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II made an appearance this year, Hemda. That's exciting. Funniest Moment, the show Hustlers with Bianca Brady. Bianca's fantasy about the SNL hiring scandal with Shane Gillis. Remember that? Lorne Michaels' magical powers and how his comedy career has been a fluke. That was very fun. Saddest Moment. Mm. This person says, definitely Keith's mother's voicemail.
Oh, I remember. That was this year?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Part of the dad emails controversy.
Oh, and your mother has one of those voices that are like the whole voice says, bless your heart, you know?
Right.
Hi, Keith. Just this gent. I can't even do it because it's so Midwest that my foreigner ass will never be able to do that accent.
Best rant. They don't have a Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Enunciated Piffle sums it up. Keith gets on his can you imagine shit and drops some knowledge on this important issue. This is when that royal couple said, we don't want to be royalty anymore. We want to live a regular life. But they're the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Mm-hmm. So now you live there and you don't have a Duke and Duchess. He writes, you don't really think about it necessarily, but it goes back to your great-grandparents. They had a Duke and a Duchess, and then your parents had a Duke and Duchess, and you kind of knew about them, saw them on TV, and then all of a sudden, bye-bye.
What do you do when you need, like, Duchess shit, you know?
Yeah.
Who do you turn to?
He writes, Hemda goes, do you think a lot of people are in their safe rooms? And then Keith loses it and yells, they didn't even plan for it. And then we talked about institutionalized kingdoms. Let's see. Here's one. I think next year the category should be Best Award Show. He loved the 12th annual one. This will be the 13th. Best Fight. The Keith and the Girl Marathon. Ray Gutz and Henda.
That was a good one.
That was this year.
Oh, yeah. That was this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wendy trying to get away far away as possible, and she loves controversy, right?
She was hilarious.
Most Ridiculous Moment, Keith's Traveling Adventures episode, New Crocs, Who Dis, with Kerry Gravenson. Yeah, that's where, I get lost easily. I ended up working for Delta by accident. I can't find my way in these airports. Next thing you know, I'm literally behind the ticket counter.
I think we have enough of your getting lost stories, even though we weren't allowed out this year. We have enough for it to be a category. There was one, I forget which episode, and if anyone knows, Keith goes around the block and gets lost. Yeah. Remember, you went out for air in between recordings.
Yeah.
And you got lost and were late for the show, I believe.
Well, I thought I'd make a fun left instead of a right. I didn't see the excitement you're talking about. But one of the streets didn't go all the way down, et cetera.
Yes. Yes. By the way, he did have his phone with him, right?
Okay.
That's neither here nor there. We just have to tell the whole story, Keith.
Best new guest. Somebody recommend Benny Ocasio, my stepson. That was a lot of fun.
I'm sure a lot of comics will be very thrilled that he beats them out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oscar 2020 is up for best song.
Always a good revision.
Oscar. Best rant. What can I say? Somebody wrote. Let's see. Best rant about 35 minutes in until 42 minutes of this episode. Hemda says, stay out of your daughter's vagina. So congratulations, Hemda.
Yes! I knew it.
Right? I could be wrong. Was it about, I don't know if it's T.I. and he was, he would check his daughter's hymen.
Yeah.
A teenager.
That sounds right. Yeah. No, and as you say that, I'm like, oh, I must have been wrong. That sounds totally normal.
Right. Most shocking moment, Matt the Hat Guy, who insisted on giving my stepson, Benny, the Diamond Dogs hat.
That was this year?
That was this year. Got run over by a driver while training for the Appalachian Trail.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
If you put that, I might have said that on that show, if you put that in an episode or a movie, I'd be like, oh, is this how we're getting rid of a character? Okay.
You're forcing it, right.
Come on.
He would prepare for the Appalachian Trail by hiking a highway, and he ended up getting hit. And this was right after he yelled at me that what's the big deal that he asked my stepson for his address behind my back.
Again, when you want to put something in your backpack that sort of leaves a message, you know.
Best impression, Hemda does Donald Trump. Do you remember that?
No, but thank you for nominating me.
You're in for a treat.
I am. Oh, I love these cat guys. It's
yeah.
I like it. I like the review of the year, like in general, you know, at work, at home. I like to review it, see what I liked, see what we can go forward. And it also reminds us we do hundreds, thousands of episodes. This is so fun.
A best rant, Keith versus Kyle's vegetables. I remember that. That was in a Q&A episode called Chew is the New Math. Most shocking moment, Keith cries to Fiona Apple and racism. That's when Kenda said Keith finds out he has feelings. That was during the George Floyd riots. Let's see. There's a Costanza impression, apparently. Regis Philbin. They're probably similar. I'm not going to lie.
Coronavirus impression.
Yeah, Lil Wayne / coronavirus impression is making it. Most romantic, Joe DeVito's 16 woman fantasy love kumite. That's under most romantic.
I love when we have an episode that the audience doesn't know, and me too. We're not sure how to feel about it. It's like, I think he said some terrible things, but somehow I don't hate him. And
he put in 16 women that he knew in bracket form and then gave them points based on how much he cares about them. You'd think that'd be a big one, but that's also up there with what movies they like.
Age appropriate.
Is it age appropriate? You get a higher score if it's age appropriate, 1 to 10. And then scientifically and mathematically, you would find the one you're going to ask on a date.
We should follow up with that because he must have met the love of his life that he already met.
That's right. Most heartbreaking, episode 3316, mommy issues with Kyle Ocasio.
Oh.
She was talking about being a mom.
She was crying about being a mom.
And Butch O'Hare writes, like, what was so heartbreaking was that Kyle waters down Keith's Gatorade. That's right. That's shocking, sad stuff. Archimedes Screw says, I nominate the entire Chuck Palmer episode for this category. Holy fuck. Mm. Best Rand, Keith versus Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
That was good.
Starting with, quote, I don't mean to come off so woke. And I'm just like, don't worry. No problem.
You never have to worry about that. Because as long as you use that word to describe it, you're still in snooze mode.
We had a Billy Bush impression, I see. Most shocking, Keith's mom fires a handgun from the house at a piece of wood.
Yes, that was shocking.
Let's see. Oh, best ad read. That's always fun. Name a show that has best ad read awards. Magic Spoon with Angry Keith. Keith tells Trump voters why they wouldn't want to try Magic Spoon.
I believe I peed my pants a little for that one.
Let me mention this then. Speaking of ads, I love these guys. Brooklyn and Sheets. I mean, if you know what's doing, you're in your bed a little more than usual this time of time, right? I love my Brooklyn and Sheets so much. Kemda uses them as well. I have their towels.
I have their towels. I was going to say, if you're one of the few still taking showers this year, enjoy their towels.
I told you, my girlfriend came over, used one of the towels and said, oh my God, it's like a spa. And I'm like, did you hear me say that on the show? That's in the ad copy. And she goes, no. And I'm like, look at this. It's true. It's like a spa. Don't wait. Do something nice for yourself. Go to brooklinen.com. Use promo code POUND, POUND, get it, to get 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's brooklinen.com. Enter promo code POUND for 10% off your first order plus free shipping. Brooklinen.com, use promo code POUND at checkout. I legit love them, and I think you will too. Okay? Did you see the controversy, Henda, about a writer? This is, it was like an opinion article from a professor, I believe, that made it into the Wall Street Journal complaining that Joe Biden's wife, Jill Biden, should not go by doctor anymore because she's not a doctor, a medical doctor, the way you think of that. She's a doctor of education.
I believe also I saw a quote that said, the only people who should call themselves doctors are the people who bring children into the world.
Right. Don't call yourself a doctor if you didn't help a birth.
So my open heart surgeon should really rethink his title and business card.
Well, how big was that tumor? That's like a baby. That's a C-section.
That's true. That's true. It's a preemie.
He writes in part, Madam First Lady, This guy's, by the way, his last name's Epstein. Like, he doesn't have enough fucking problems, right? Joseph Epstein. Madam First Lady, Mrs. Biden, Jill Kiddo, colon.
Oh, I would definitely, if this was for me, I'd be like, yes, I'm listening and being respected.
A bit of advice on what may seem like a small, but I think is a not unimportant matter. Any chance you might drop the doctor before your name? Dr. Jill Biden. Sounds and feels fraudulent, not to say a touch comic. Your degree is, I believe, an ED.D, a doctor of education, earned at the University of Delaware through a dissertation with the unpromising title, Student Retention at the Community College Level, Meeting Students' Needs. He doesn't like that title. He doesn't think it's movie catchy. Mm. A wise man once said that no one should call himself doctor unless he has delivered a child. Think about it, Dr.
Jill. Whoa. What wise man? Just a wise man.
A wise man.
Just
Jesus.
I heard one time that, who said that? Why are we considering him wise?
Well, he's already going off going, I believe your degree's in education. Like, I'd look that up, right?
Well, he already looked up the doctor part.
Right, that was
Come
enough.
Come on.
Think about it, Dr. Jill, and forthwith drop the doc. Now, I get it. There's not much to write about nowadays, is there? Not much is going on. Now, I can't help but think, I always think about couples. I think about, I'm assuming Mr. Epstein has a wife. Seems like everybody does nowadays. And I can't help but think, you know, what are you working on, honey? Just a little something. And then it's the next day. Oh, honey, we're trending. Great. What did you, oh my God, what? Yeah, I just thought it had to be out there.
And then, like, he adds it. It's Dr. Jill, you know?
Yeah. Sounds funny, doesn't it? Dr. Sweet Tits. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? But is there a doctor in the house? Yes, let me read you a poem. I mean, what are we talking about here?
But the disheartening thing is that it got posted in a real newspaper. It got out there like it's a really good new opinion and a thought out story. It's none of those things. So I don't know. How did you pass this? Why is this interesting?
I hope real soon we get to the point where we understand we don't have to hear all sides. That's what's been hurting this world from day one. So-called smart people saying we got to hear all sides.
Hey, why do you call yourself doctor? Oh, because I got this degree where I get to put doctor in front. That's how this particular education world works. Yeah, that's sounding funny on my lips, like Dr. Jill. I don't know. I mean, some other woman wants me to call her Chemda, as if that's a word. It's really just all confusing. Love
While
people
we're
who
here.
Are confused all the time. I'm confused. By the way, look out for that term. I'm confused. Think about the person who is saying I'm confused to you. Are they ever confused by anything?
No, not really.
No. They're just confused why you're saying no or some word that they don't recognize and haven't heard in a while.
While we're here, darling, should we talk about how you kiss your husband, who will be president on stage?
It's embarrassing that you're a doctor next to your husband who really did something.
Right. Like, what are you... Honestly, this Mrs. Epstein, you know she's fucking his friends, right? She's gotta be. You can only hope.
You can hope because most likely she's thinking, yeah, it does sound weird. These people have the same opinion. It doesn't matter that they're going against their own sex or gender or anything. It doesn't matter. There are people who are gay and vote anti-gay. It's just, please, can we just have the usual shit so that I don't have to think and make new decisions?
Well, this is perfect timing for the kids over there in the Epstein's. BetterHelp. BetterHelp therapy that Henda uses, right?
Yeah, I do. I love it. I love my therapist. 30 years in the prison system. And then me.
Hardened. Hi. Hardened and ready for you.
Yes.
And then,
but it's nice. I like him because, you know, you get to see what they specialize in. And I really liked his bio, what he focuses on. So for me, It's he keeps checking how I feel throughout the session. And I know that sounds like a regular therapist thing, but no therapist actually has done that. Like, he'll drop a bomb and go, okay, tell me your feelings right now. And I'll say something and he goes, none of those words were feelings. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. I don't, you know, it's like somebody that hits you in the right way. Cause I tried a different one at first. I did two sessions with her. And honestly, even the first one was just great. It's like confession. There's a reason why Catholicism works like that. Like, you do feel a sense of relief by just talking to someone who has nothing to do with your life. But after the second session, she didn't fit with me. And it starts giving me anxiety. I have to break up with this person. No, there's a button that says, not this therapist. And you don't have to answer to her. You don't have to say why unless you want to, you know, and then you just find a new one and you can have a chat with that person by the next day, usually.
Does he ask you about gang affiliation or anything? BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. We think you'll like it, okay? Go to betterhelp.com/KATG. That's H-E-L-P. Join the over 1 million people who have taken advantage of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. I have to mention this. She had her first professional, and they just didn't vibe for whatever reason. She clicks a button, next. Now, picture doing that in real life. That'd be...
Yeah.
I'm done with this whole office building.
Yeah. I'd like, you know how I set the thing where I just want to see you every week? No.
Right.
No, yeah. You call after hours so you could break up with the machine.
Right. So get your 10% off your first month. Take a listen. Take a look. Talk to somebody. BetterHelp.com/KATG. All right. What are your big holiday plans, Henda?
Oh, I might take a shower too.
Okay.
Throw some tomatoes in foods that don't really need tomatoes. You know, my thing is that really grosses Xerxes out. I use, you know, those shit ramens that you're supposed to only eat when you're in college?
The ramen noodles?
Yeah, the ones that are like 25 cents each or something. Yeah. So I take the noodles and I put them in the water, then, and not with the chicken thing, you know, not with the powder. Okay. So then after 2 minutes, the noodles are ready. I dump the water and I add spaghetti sauce.
Oh my God. That was jail food.
I like it so much.
Wow. This pandemic really brings out the real person in people. Right? You survived this pandemic with love. Oh, this is next level. All right. Well, good for you. Good for you. Don't forget, take a look at keithandthegirl.com/awards. All the awards are right there, and they're so fun. Extended episodes. I think you'll like it. And of course, keithandthegirl.com/dad, the stuff that we'll be turning into a book. You can hear us read the back and forth with my dad. You know, anytime your family's like, shit, I did make a mistake sharing COVID with the world and being here, just pop those bad boys into your ears and take a listen to those shows. I think it's a lot of fun.
I think in Christmas, a treat would be to add fresh tomatoes to the ramen noodles, huh?
Okay. Huh? Excited, right?
We're cooking. Yeah. We're trying things out.
So Henda's good over here. Don't worry about her.
BetterHelp.com/KATG.
Right. Keep in touch with us. Don't be alone during this weird time of year and a weird time of history. We'll be in the chat every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So even if you're shy, drop by. You don't have to have your camera on if you're, just put your camera on. It's fun.
You could just eavesdrop.
You can eavesdrop, but what are you going to get out of that? It works if you work it. Anyway, it's a great group of people. I love it a lot. Email us at info@katg.com if you want. Connect with us on social media. Join the forums. Join our Reddit page. Be part of the community. That's half the fun. New Keith and the Girl videos will be coming out. Subscribe now to the Keith and the Girl YouTube channel. Subscribe now. I think you'll like what's going on. And we'll talk to you soon.